And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Mary Margaret McBride, born in Paris, Missouri, 1899, one of the first radio talk show hosts who, in 20 years, interviewed more than 30,000 guests, politicians, writers, artists, entertainers. In the late 1940s, she had 6 million daily listeners. She talked with a Missouri twang, though she spent most of her life in New York City, and she never announced in advance the names of the guests who would appear on her show. It was Mary Margaret McBride who made daytime radio profitable. It's the birthday of W.C. Handy, born Florence, Alabama, 1873, the son and grandson of Methodist ministers who did not approve of his going into the music business. They expected him to become a minister. He became a piano player, went on the road with bands, wound up in Memphis, and he became the first person to write down the music that would become known as the blues. His first song, Memphis Blues. Later, his most famous song, St. Louis Blues. He was the first person to write sheet music for it and to make it accessible for mass consumption. It's the birthday of the novelist Andrea Barrett, born Boston, 1954, author of fiction about botanists, oceanographers, geologists. Her novel, The Voyage of the Narwhal, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the novelist Chinua Achebe, born in Ogidi, Nigeria, 1930. His great-uncle was the man who first received European missionaries into his village. His father was an early convert to Christianity. Achebe, the boy, was baptized as a Christian, spent his childhood reading the Bible every day. Went to a school run by Europeans, read Charles Dickens and Jonathan Swift and Joseph Conrad. His novel Things Fall Apart came out in 1958, one of the first novels ever written about European colonization from the point of view of the colonized. And it's the birthday of the novelist José Saramago, born in a little village northeast of Lisbon in 1922. Parents couldn't afford an academic school, so he went to a technical school, became an auto mechanic. His first novel, Land of Sin, came out when he was 24 years old. Then he stopped writing fiction for the next 30 years, until in his mid-50s, unemployed, blacklisted by the government for his political activities, he went back to writing fiction. His novel, Raised from the Ground, about three generations of a peasant family, and his novel Blindness in 1997. A year later, 1998, José Saramago won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, Recognitions. The awful imbalance that occurs with age when you suddenly see that more friends have died than remain alive, and at times their memory seems so real that the latest realization of a death can become a second, smaller death. All those talks cut off in mid-sentence, all those plans tossed in the trash, what can you do but sit out on the porch when evening comes, the day's last light reddens the leaves of the copper beech. Recognitions, a poem by Stephen Dobbins from his collection The Day's Last Light Reddens the Leaves of the Copper Beech, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work. Keep in touch.